This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, let's talk about ChatGPT, the AI revolution right now. There seems to be weirder and weirder ways people are using ChatGPT. And the latest has gotten kind of out of hand. My son has a friend, I'm not going to name any names, but he turned in an English paper. Uh-huh. The teacher sent him back an image of one of these ChatGPT detectors that said, your essay is showing as being 100% written by an AI instead of by you. Now, my son happened to be with his friend online whenever he was writing the essay and was literally seeing him type some of the essay out as he wrote it because they were chatting and talking while they were doing their homework online.
Okay.
He knows pretty much for certain this kid did not use AI to do it. Furthermore, if you actually read the kid's essay, it's not written by AI. It looks like it was written by a 10th grade kid, which is what he is.
Okay.
But this teacher just plugged it in and said, oh, you're getting a zero. This is written by AI.
Yeah.
And so I'm in the room whenever my son was on his computer with this. I'm like, you need a lawyer, man, because this is crazy. You cannot just give someone a zero and say it's AI without at least, my son says at their school, they will call you in and say, hey, I got a positive ID for AI. And they'll talk it over with you and look it over. And they'll read it first before they even call you in, because if it's obvious it messed up, then they don't even call you in. But this guy just sends them a zero and a little picture of this AI that some kind of leak cheat or something like that. It says, oh, you cheated.
I'd send it back and be like, you cheated by using ChatGPT, so you also fail.
You're right, he used AI to check. I'm with you. I'm like, that's cheating too. But I was Mr. Legal Advisor, and I didn't think you should sue because you got to have damages to sue. But I would have certainly gotten a lawyer to write a little letter. All it would take is one letter, and I'm pretty sure.
And $3,000.
No way. It only cost you a couple hundred bucks.
Well, and you got a witness here, too. So it's
right.
Like if he went in, like, you should send your son in to, like, say, I saw him writing this.
I promise you that we're not going to go do that. It's too much work. And I promise if you read this, you would see that it was not written by AI. It doesn't look written. You read AI. AI is pretty wild right now. But the whole thing is crazy. There's another thing that people are doing now with women on dating services. They're able to use ChatGPT to figure out if someone's lying about their height. They can actually upload pictures to ChatGPT and ask it to estimate their height, and it's really good at it because it measures it compared to the stuff around it. And so they find out if the guy is lying about his height.
And if the girl said, no, you only 5'4", I'm like, I'm going to get an attorney.
Yep.
That you're wrong, that lied.
I'm going to give you a zero.
You know what, though? That's a good idea because there's a lot of lying that goes on those websites.
Yep.
You have a guy that's standing right beside a fence. You know how high most fences are or something.
Right.
They can determine that. You know, and even back in the day, you'd have like a picture of the current newspaper or something so you could prove your age
right.
or whatever.
Or that it was done on a certain day.
It was done on a certain day.
But see, a fence could be different heights. You wouldn't really know.
Well,
everybody compares it to a quarter. Put a quarter on the ground beside you. Stand it up.
Holy crap.
And stand beside it.
It's an inch.
If you can see the quarter in the picture, you're too short.
Now, let me tell you another AI thing that's absolutely crazy. I went to make a comment on my niece's Facebook post. It was actually her mom that did this, and it was her like first day in high school. And so I started to type something, and I looked up, and above it says, do you need help from AI? So I clicked it just for kicks.
Yeah.
And it literally filled in like, what a great first day of school picture. And you can edit it. but it's going to try to fill it out for you.
I hate that.
I'm like, pretty soon we're not actually going to be talking to each other. We're just going to press a button. It's going to give us something that's close enough to a reasonable answer, and we're going to post it.
I'm thankful for a lot of those, because like on people's birthdays on Facebook, you just put the little birthday thing. It's already got the emojis for you.
Well, this is that.
Or when someone writes you a text, and you can either pick thanks or...
Okay, that's what it's like. Yeah.
Or when the birthdays, like, it pops up with all the pictures of y'all in the past, and it's like, do you want to share these? I'm like, I do. Thank you, computer.
Okay, that's different, too. This is writing for you.
No, this is the birthday. It says, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about what she just described. Those are those memory things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't like to be reminded.
Slightly different than what we're talking about. What we're talking about is it's filling in sentences for you. Like, you're basically not even saying what you think anymore. You're having AI say it for you.
My son would love that with the fill-in-the-blank sentences on his test. Just write most of the thing. Like, just fill in the blanks for me, AI.
You better not tell that teacher that the kid didn't use AI whenever they get caught. But yeah, it's kind of nuts how these AI is already, it's barely brand new, and it's already infiltrating parts of our lives, and a lot of them are bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not a lot of good out of that.
Although I will say on Facebook, it's kind of handy not to have to write that stuff yourself.
It's not personal then.
It wasn't going to be personal anyway. I was just looking for something that would get me like, that they would like, and they would say, oh, he's a good uncle. And I did now.
I don't think I'm even friends with my nieces and nephews on social media.
Then don't be criticizing me for using AI.
Well, they won't accept my friendship.
Yeah, you need to use AI.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, don't let your kids play with this, parents, because they could wind up in the hospital. Child hospitalizations are up 130% because the kids are playing with water beads. Those little water beads are colorful toys that expand when soaked in water. And while they're intended to be used for plants, which I had no idea, but they become popular as children's toys, not only kids, but also teenagers.
Adults. Yeah. They make those little pellet guns out of them, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is for the kids that feel like they have to shove everything everywhere. Because, like, I gave my kids those little round magnet balls back in the day.
Which they said, don't do that.
Because my kids didn't do any of the bad stuff. I told them, don't put this in your nose, your mouth, or your ears, and they didn't. But you gave it to your kid, and what?
He put it in his nose.
Exactly.
And it was stuck up there, and started to panic, like, what do you do? You got the magnet way up there. And so I'm like, well, I'll stick another magnet up his nose.
What?
All the way up his nostrils.
Are you kidding?
And all of a sudden, you hear a little snap.
Now there's two.
Call me crazy. I would have tried putting it on the outside of the nose and pulling it down the inside rather than putting another one up in the nose.
I remember that trick when you were a kid and you'd put it underneath the table and it would move the other magnet.
Too bad you didn't remember it then.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but if you would have just kept sticking them up his nose, eventually you'd have had like a little chain and you just pull it and the whole thing comes out. Yeah.
That was his angle, I guess.
She's not a mom yet. Please.
She's not a good one. Hey, that's not the only thing my kid stuck up his nose. He had some other, like, it's kind of like these water beads got stuck up his nose. We did have to take him to the doctor there, and he said they were going to actually operate, and he said do one more last blow, and it shot across the room.
Which point does he know now not to put things in his nose?
I think he got the point after
that. Mm-hmm.
That's his dad that puts his finger in his nose.
Yeah.
How old was he?
He was a toddler. Yeah, you know, like little three, maybe.
You usually try to keep things like that away from
at that age, yeah.
Well, small children, they say, can mistake these water beads as candy and or toys.
Dummies.
Kato, you turned into me.
Yeah, major retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Target, all these stores have stopped selling water beads marketed for kids because of the hospitalization rates.
Well, that's funny because I did not know what they were, and I Googled it, and it showed kids playing with them.
Well, they are. They're fun as long as you don't stick them up your nose or in your ears.
Oh, what's the fun then?
Because you shoot people with them. They're a blast. They're a pellet gun, but they don't hurt anybody.
So, other things. These are the top things kids most likely choke on. Hard candy was number one. And, other like candy, chewing gum, stuff like that, they choke on that as well.
I would think hot dogs would be big on this.
That's actually next on the list. Meat and or hot dogs is what the kids are choking on. Bones.
Ew.
Yeah. So it could be like
chicken bone, like a wing.
You could be eating some fried chicken. All of a sudden, the bone gets stuck there.
Wow, that's a big bone.
Fruit and vegetables are also something that they get choked on. Said.
That chicken was big bone.
Yeah, yeah. It was. But fruits and vegetables, you know. And so kids listening right now, you can say, "Hey, your mom, dad, want you to eat vegetables tonight? I can't. They're dangerous,
especially those peas."
I think there's more so the grapes and stuff.
Or like a Brussels sprout. Don't eat Brussels sprouts, kids.
Seeds, nuts, and or shells are also mentioned. They get choked on that. And the peanut butter, sometimes when you eat it and you don't have anything to wash it down, it's a...
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you unless it gets in your windpipe, though.
Yeah. Chips, pretzels, and popcorn, cookies, crackers, and biscuits are also some of the top foods get choked on.
So, kids, drink water.
Yeah. Hey, a side note, formula like milk and breast milk, 6.7% of the babies showed up in the ER because of that. So mom's got to watch out.
How much now? What percent?
6.7.
Can you get a little more detailed? Because I need to know, like 6.73 or 6.74?
Are we doing the Olympics here?
No, but I'm like, wow, that's very detailed.
And of course, the kids' toys are what they're choking on. Legos, balloons is another thing that kids choke on. Yeah. While they're blowing up the balloon, they're and all of a sudden that balloon. and this is very interesting. A team of doctors swallowed Legos just to see how long it would take them to pass through the bowel system to make the parents a little bit more relieved if their kid actually did swallow a toy.
And I thought doctors were smart. I would not participate in that for nothing.
Uh-uh. Well, the Lego pieces were seen again in an average 1.7 days.
Wow.
So they'd swallow the Lego head or whatever. I don't think they're swallowing the bricks because those would be painful.
Well, that's what I had in my mind.
Me too.
Yeah. Big old glass of water with that one. It's like a big horse pill.
I'm more worried about the other side, Cato. That would hurt.
It was the Lego heads, like, you know, that they come. Could you imagine that? That's a little head.
Poop head.
I see somebody looking at me.
Yeah. They say parents should seek medical advice if a child swallows these things like magnets, coins, buttons, batteries.
Batteries, definitely.
They say batteries, you experience a lot of pain. And I'm like, some kids actually do swallow the batteries.
Well, if that, I say acid, but it's also alkaline. But if those leak out, that's bad for you.
If I had to choose a battery to pass, I don't want those Ds.
No, AAA.
You don't want an Energizer either.
AAA.
You don't want an Energizer. Keeps going and going and going.
Can you imagine? But they say larger than 2.5 inches. And you should seek medical advice.
I'm going sooner than that. I will say, too, you mentioned the magnets. Swallowing magnets is dangerous, particularly because they can be in separate sections of the stomach or the intestine, and they start pulling through to each other and create some sort of a perforation or an opening that can bleed or leak fluids into your body.
But if you had one on one side of your, one on the other side of you, will it pull in that extra flap?
Yeah, but you should probably do that outside your muscles, not inside them.
Could you imagine on your belly start getting big because nothing could pass through there?
Well, it also, you'd be squeezing and so the middle would just puff out in the front and back.
Yeah. It's like those weird toys you play with. You squeeze and then you go in between your fingers.
Your pictures would look great head on, but sideways.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, we were just talking about these water beads. The injuries are on the rise. A lot of kids showing up at the hospital because of the water beads. And even some of the bigger market stores like Amazon, Walmart, and Target have stopped selling water beads marketed to kids. So kind of dangerous out there. We even went on to tell you about Legos. Now, the Legos the kids can pass if it's like a little head or something of the Lego figure. But it takes 1.7 days for that to show back up. If the kid does swallow the Lego, because some doctors actually swallowed Legos and let them pass.
So, like, if your kids, if they just want to eat a Lego, make sure it's the heads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not the squares.
But these doctors, they did this research, actually swallowed the Lego, let it go through their system. And for me personally, I mean, Lego's good, but you know what, doctors, if you want to impress me, swallow a Rubik's Cube. How about
and solve it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, let's talk about crazy.
Oh, she's right there.
Crazy.
This story is a perfect example of why it's so important that you pick a partner in life that is going to be compatible with you. And here's a mistake I think a lot of young people make. I think sometimes we're young and we like excitement. And so we choose someone to go out with who's a little bit dramatic, maybe a lot dramatic. And even though it is tiring and stressful, it's exciting. It's like riding a roller coaster.
You ain't got to be young for that.
Okay. Usually when you get older, that starts to wear you out and you start to look for someone a little bit more even keel to spend your life with. But Cato's right. Sometimes people just keep on. They got to feed that adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Some people don't know they're crazy, too, though.
Well, we're not talking about the crazy. We're talking about the people who pick crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, picking crazy can really get you into big trouble, as it did with this guy. In Minnesota, this guy was going to couples therapy with his 30-year-old girlfriend.
Well, that's good. They're probably trying to get ready, you know, for a marriage and get some ideas on how to have a great marriage.
I have no idea whether they were going because they had problems already or if it was for getting married.
Okay.
I'm guessing it could have been the problem thing because they got into a fight on their way to couples therapy.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was driving and her boyfriend was in the passenger seat. They'd been fighting all day and things finally got too heated up on the drive. And he said, I'm breaking up with you.
Uh-oh, going to couples therapy, breaking up on the way.
And so he says that she told him to get out of the car. She stopped in the middle of the road and told him to get out.
Uh-oh.
So he did.
Uh-huh.
Now, their stories start to differ after that.
Okay.
He says as he was walking around in front of the car, they locked eyes, and that turned out to be a crucial mistake. He says she floored it, causing him to fly over the hood, slam into the windshield, and luckily he is okay.
Wow.
He ended up with a cut on his right elbow, and she ended up with a cracked windshield. He says it happens when she ran over him. She says he punched the windshield out of anger.
And afterwards, she was like, you know, I think this therapy's working. I do feel better.
Yeah.
And technically, she didn't run over him. She ran under him.
She also tried to claim that she did not hit him on purpose, and she just didn't see him. But she eventually changed her story and admitted she did see him, and now she's facing second-degree assault charges, and worse than that, their relationship is officially over.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Now, see, you're starting out, if you're arguing all day, don't get in a car and drive somewhere together.
I'll meet you at therapy.
Secondly,
yeah, well,
you don't walk in front of somebody you're arguing with. You get out and you keep going to the right off the road.
Or behind the car. Because, well, that's scary, too.
Because the time I jumped out of a car, I just took off through the woods. I'm not going to stay in the road for someone to run me over.
I've known people like that. She said, I want out of the car right now.
All right.
So my brother, he slammed on his brakes and get out.
Well, I was a passenger and I wanted out of the car. So I just, going 65 down 385, I just slammed it in park.
That's not a recommended thing, by the way.
It wasn't my car and I got out.
Felt good, though, didn't it?
It caused a wreck in theory. So
yeah,
I
wasn't worried about that.
Other things. It's funny to hear his actual description. He says, as he walked in front of the car, they momentarily locked eyes like you would with a bus driver as they crossed paths in traffic. Then she abruptly floored the gas pedal and ran into him.
Are you
laughing? It's just funny. I don't know why.
Who's locking eyes with a bus driver? What you were trying to point out? Like you lock eyes with a bus driver?
I think so, because you're like making sure they know you're there and they aren't going to run you over.
Oh, I thought it was like when you get on the bus. I'm like, I don't lock eyes with them.
It's like the ice cream truck. When you see him coming out of the road, you lock eyes to make sure he sees you standing there.
I got you. Okay. Yeah.
But the defendant said as she was pulling away, she hit the victim with her vehicle, and then she slowed down and called the police. She was in shock at hitting the victim, so she didn't stop right away.
Could you imagine, though, if, you know, the police didn't get involved and stuff, and he just got back in the car, and they went to couples therapy, and they're in there, and the therapist's like, so tell me about what's going on. She hit me with a car on the way here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, first of all, you walked in front of me.
wait, no, that's not how it goes.
I'm going to ask Cato to put it up on our Facebook page, because when you see the woman, I don't know if this is, like, just our minds tricking us later, or if it's true, but immediately on looking at her, I thought, I can see the crazy in her.
Oh, I can.
I didn't. Really?
I thought, I hadn't seen her. She's kind of attractive, man.
Really? Yeah. She looks like, I mean, I didn't say she's not attractive, but she's crazy looking.
You put makeup on her, and I'm like, yeah, she's very attractive.
Well, a lot of attractive women are crazy.
Well, Hawk, she's probably single. Look, I don't feel like...
There's one right there.
Don't you point over here.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, Hawk's not single, but if she was, or if he was, she's available. So, guys...
No, not at all.
And you'll call in if you like.
Yeah.
She'll keep the relationship fresh.
Oh, exciting. It'll be exciting, all right. But I'm saying this. If you're dating and you're into someone who's a drama queen, it just gets old after a while. I did it. I dated some crazy. Not that crazy, but close. And it just wears you out eventually. It's better to find someone who's a little more even keel. Someone who you argue about how much they spent on clothes instead of some other wild, crazy stuff.
I will say the time an ex broke into my house, I was like, this is probably too much.
Yeah.
We should probably see other people.
Yeah, well, it seems to me like he really wanted to see you.
You just showed up and he was sitting right there.
On my couch.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I know.
What did he say about why he did that?
I don't remember because, like, alcohol might have been involved when I got home. So.
I see.
Welcome home.
Sounds like welcome to Moe's.
You want to watch a movie tonight?
Okay.
Welcome to home.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, this is a problem because Cato is not here, and it's time to sing the Nerd News song. So, Tori, I regret to say we may need your help.
It's going
to
be a duet today.
I've been waiting on this moment my whole life.
That's what I was afraid of.
Nerd News.
Nerd News.
Nerd News.
Nerd News.
It's time for Nerd News with Tom.
I blame you, Cato.
Yeah, I just got back from the bathroom. Thought I'd join in.
I had to change it up though because you weren't here, and we had a duet instead of our quarter.
I am really disturbed.
What are you talking about? That was like A plus.
You are disturbed. He wasn't talking about our singing. He's talking about he's a disturbed person.
Oh, that checks.
Yeah,
I was talking about singing, but hey. Let's talk about nerd news. Hawk mentioned that they found huge oceans of water on Mars, or technically under the surface of Mars, but it's too deep to get to, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Moving on, in caffeine news, this is bad for me. I come in on the show quite often, and I will take a 200 milligram caplet of caffeine. You can buy those over the counter at any drugstore.
And then you don't shut up all morning.
Thank you, Cato, because that is our job. So I take
the
caffeine pills.
I'm talking about all morning.
I don't feel like they really affect me. It's noticeable or anything. Just wakes me up a little bit so I can talk when I need to in the morning, and I'm really not affected by it other than that.
You're like Yes Man, where you had the Red Bull.
Yeah, but sometimes you still take the caffeine pills and you're still talking slow.
That's true, but it's a lot, but it's slow.
Yeah, it's just slow.
Anyway, it turns out that could be dangerous for me. They say if you drink more than 4 cups of coffee or 2 energy drinks, that studies indicate that can be bad for your heart. Now, I don't think anyone is totally surprised by this, but I don't think people knew that it happened as quickly as that, as just 4 cups of coffee, because a lot of people consider that amateur levels of drinking coffee.
Now, how big are these cups? I need to know.
I am not certain the size. I'm assuming a standard 6 to 8 ounce cup of coffee.
Great. Those ones at the convenience store are like huge. You got 2 people carrying them out to the car. It's like, yes. Can you get that side of my coffee?
Well, I drink... 2 K-cups a morning, but they're 14 ounces each.
Okay, so that would be about the equivalent of 4 cups.
But it's really 1 K-cup. So if I took that 1 K-cup, put it in a small cup, I'm still using 1 K-cup for 14 ounces. I'm putting more water in the K-cup.
But you're running the water past the grains for longer, too. So you're putting more of the coffee into that. Because you don't get a diluted cup of coffee when you do that.
Cato, you can't convince yourself that you're being healthy right now, okay?
Oh, I know I'm not. I have been sick for 2 weeks.
If you want, you can try, but, you know, it's worth a shot.
My heart hurts.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want that secondhand coffee. That's not good. Someone leaves their coffee, you know, sitting around, you think it's yours. Secondhand coffee. I've done that a couple times.
I did that with my brother-in-law's coffee, except it wasn't coffee. It was his dip cup.
Oh, yeah.
And I had no idea until I took a sip.
Like, this is strong.
Was it spearmint or wintergreen?
It was vomit. I vomited.
Slimy.
This is Copenhagen's what it is.
Next up, AI. People like Elon Musk and others have been telling us that AI will destroy humanity. It's going to get so smart, it's going to see us as a bunch of idiots and exterminate us. There is a new study that says that is not true at all. It was done by an AI, and it says that there is nothing to worry about from AI at all.
Right.
So I don't know whether to believe that or not. I'm joking. It wasn't really done by AI, but scientists said not to worry about it, that this is all hype.
Of course. They said for us not to worry about COVID, too.
I don't remember that.
At first, we'll be fine. There's nothing suspicious going on here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, first few cases.
Nothing sus.
Yeah.
So, they've studied the neural pathways that cause you to yawn when you see someone else yawn. That's something that we've always speculated was true. Mm-hmm. Turns out it is true, and they've explained why. They say that this is something called synchronized applause, or very like synchronized applause, and our brains are wired to play an imitation of other people so that we fit in. And so it is an unconscious thing where we start to do what the other person does to feel socially like we're in the same circle.
You mentioned applause, and sometimes it doesn't catch on. Have you been in that, like, I don't know, you know, you're in the venue or whatever, and like two or three people's like, and you join in, and then no one else does it, and you're like, oh, I feel stupid.
Yeah.
It also applies when someone's looking at their cell phone around you. Everybody else looks at their cell phone.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, this is something I would expect you guys to be mature about, but scientists have developed something called super wood. And it stores more carbon and reduces emissions. So it is a way for them to burn stuff or to build stuff, and it uses less emission gases. It puts less of those out into the atmosphere, and it has a higher carbon content.
Yeah, this will be the new plastic. They'll think it's better, and then it's even worse.
You're very possibly correct on that.
I'm so negative.
I just think the name Superwood is very cool.
Yeah, like super glue, super wood now. What else is going to be super?
Superman.
Okay. soup or?
Salad.
I've got actually another super for you, and it's super roaches. They found that the bug spray that we use to deter cockroaches don't work well anymore because the cockroaches have evolved into super roaches that can pretty much eat that stuff and spit it out.
Ain't that funny? You know, you see a roach, you're about to spray it, and the roach looks up, opens his mouth, like, go ahead.
I don't really need it to kill it. It just slow it down enough for me to find something to smash it.
You know what? I never can find my roach bug spray, so I got to spray something else on. I'm fine. Whatever's in the can. What if I got? Oh, here's hairspray, and I'll spritz it, and all of a sudden, the roach will stop.
Yeah.
The hairspray will just stick in there.
That's super hold right there.
What you're going to do is breed super roaches that are stronger. Cato's swatting them, and they just don't even squash. And then Cato's spraying them, and they just crack through the spray.
They just start laughing.
And then we start fighting and rolling around in my living room.
And you lose.
I probably would.
Super roaches. We got super roaches and super wood. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah, I guess so. Is that it for nerd news?
Yeah, but can we have the regular song out?
Sure. Nerd news.
That's not the regular
nerd
song.
News.
Nerd news.
Nerd news.
Nerd news. Nerd news with Tom.
He's right there.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, it's Influencer Friday. We have Camille Hansen, and I actually have a bunch of interesting questions here. We'll try to get to a few of them. First of all, tell everyone a little about what you do as an influencer and on your channels.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm so happy to be here. I teach English, so my goal is to teach the whole world English.
Well, we've got a challenge for you.
Is it grammar or English or both?
Real life English, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So what's real life English?
So we're not dissecting sentences and dangling participles and stuff like
not
that?
Not at all. So it's like this. It's talking to you guys, and it's allowing people to hear what natives actually sound like, what they talk like, what their accent is, what vocabulary they use.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
So you don't sound like you're reading out of some language book whenever you talk.
Not at all.
Okay.
I learn languages. I speak quite a few.
How many do you speak?
6 if you count English.
6. Well, you got to count that one for sure. They say it's one of the hardest to learn.
I think so. I'm glad it's my native.
Yeah. Do you know redneck country?
Not so well.
Well, Hawk can teach you if you'd like to learn that.
Yeah, if you need me, I can do that.
That would be amazing. I'd like a few lessons.
You need to say y'all as much as possible. Fixing to and all that stuff.
Mashing the button.
Yeah, mashing the button. That's
She's already learning fast. So you do this online, and surprisingly, from my point of view, you wouldn't think English teacher would rack up hundreds of thousands of followers and subscribers, but you're getting, are you at a million yet?
I'm getting close.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
So what do you do for the people that brings that many people to tune in? How does it work, and what's the difference in, say, another type of podcast like that?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that people are drawn to my style of teaching. Something that I do that is different from other teachers is I bring my kids into a lot of my reels.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so they love to, it's real life. They love to hear how I talk to my kids, how children's accents are. And then something else I do, I have a viral reel right now that I filmed at the airport right here, just a real life check-in. Mm-hmm. What is it like when you go to check in for a flight?
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
So it's real life thing. Clever. So I'm acting a lot and I have a lot of fun.
That's very clever. So I feel like you're also maybe using a little ASMR on your videos, because your voice is very soothing.
Thank you. I'm not, but I do get that comment quite a bit.
It really does feel that way. It's got that calm, soothing effect on you.
We were kidding, and we were saying that you normally are the one that asks all the questions and interview people. Yeah,
I do. Yeah, so do you want me to ask you guys some questions?
Actually, you know what? What's that look like? So go ahead and do that for us right now.
Yeah, so what's your name?
I'm Tom.
How old are you, Tom?
I am 49.
Oh, wow. You're looking awesome. Actually, what's your secret?
I don't know. I don't even know how old I am. But
what is your job?
In December. So I'm a radio announcer.
And how much does a radio announcer make per year?
We don't need to go there, because you'll make a lot of people in this room, a couple of people in this room.
They wanted
angry.
An example.
That's fine. It varies wildly. Someone could make anywhere from $30,000 a year to $300,000 a year doing this job.
That is a massive difference.
I'll give you an example. I think someone like Bill Ellis probably makes $250,000 a year.
What?
That's a guess, but I think he's a very well-paid and very talented person.
Nice.
Yes, but you can't throw him under the bus like that with his salary.
I didn't throw him under the bus. That's a compliment. Well, I don't know his salary.
Howard Stern.
I'm taking a guess. Well, Stern is making millions. He's his own thing. So, but that's an exception.
We're going to take the interview back over, okay? Yeah, that didn't go so well.
A common misconception, though, about influencers is that a lot of people think that Instagram pays me, and they don't. I don't get paid by Instagram, so I'm not making money from doing these reels. Even though they're getting millions of views, I'm not making money from the actual reels.
Why not do YouTube then? Because I understand they do at least pay something.
I get $70 a month from my YouTube channel.
Wow.
So it's not a whole lot. My views are a lot less there.
I was just say, are they the same? Because if you were getting, I would think $750,000 off of them would be something.
Yeah. If you were getting a lot of views on YouTube, there's a lot of potential to make money there.
Okay.
So let's teach us something right now. How about how to say hi in some of these other languages?
Perfect.
For example, Spanish.
Hola.
Okay. English.
Hi.
Portuguese.
Oi.
Oi to you too. Italian.
Ciao.
You say ciao? I thought that's when you say bye.
You can say ciao, ciao for bye and hi.
It's like aloha in Hawaiian.
Makes me hungry though.
Yes.
And then French.
Salut.
Salute to you too.
So we were actually talking about this before you got in, and it was a strange topic, but we got onto the fact that if you go to Spain or Italy, those languages are so similar that you can get away with a lot of, it's not hard to go to those two countries, but France is like a whole different world of language.
Yeah. Well, I think even French comes from Latin roots.
Right.
So all of those Latin languages are going to have similarities.
I don't feel like France does though.
It sounds so different.
It really does. Especially when they start speaking it.
Yes.
Let's help out people that are traveling, because this is where Tom can kind of come in. And this always is one of those questions that you actually can use when you travel overseas or in some parts of the upstate.
I know what he's going to say.
Where's the bathroom?
Donde está casa de pipi?
Okay, they probably actually would get that.
Okay.
Not too shabby.
How would you say that?
Donde está el baño?
Yeah, so I was asking where the House of Pee-Pee was.
Oh, and she said, where's the bathroom?
El Bano, okay. Bathroom.
It's more polite.
Okay. Yeah, than mine?
Yes.
So in French, where's the bathroom?
Où est le toilette?
Oh, okay.
Yes. Who says the loo? Is that British?
Yes, it is British.
All right, Portuguese, where's the bathroom?
Onde fica o banheiro?
Oh, wow. That's not happening with me.
Okay.
Could you just do the pee-pee dance and they get it?
Yes, okay. You could. That's the good thing with languages. You can use mimes like I am right now.
Let me tell you what Hawk does, because we were actually in Belgium where they do speak English, by the way.
Yes.
And Hawk gets off this train and he's like, excuse me, where can I buy a memory card?
He's making that up.
No, I am not.
He's making that up.
I am not.
I was ordering a sandwich or something.
No, you wanted something for photography. I think it was a memory card.
Okay, but I think when you speak louder, sometimes it doesn't go as well when you're trying to translate.
Probably not, but people are usually pretty friendly in other countries. I've noticed it when traveling. But
France is the one you have to worry about.
Yeah, they
a
don't
little.
Like it. They're like, when I'm saying, "Hey, y'all, where's the baguettes?"
They don't like that in most of the United States.
That's true.
It's probably true. So speaking a little French could help you. Just learning some basics when you're traveling could help
Merci
you
beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah. Well, mine was a little bit southern.
His
mine was in the southern part
I know.
Of
I was like, wait. Oh, that's what he said.
So you're helping people learn new languages, and a lot of people, of course, moving here from the other areas.
Okay. Yes, we got to do commercials. I want to ask you a quick question after we do those, because I understand you drove a Cybertruck recently.
I did.
I want to ask you about that.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, we're talking with Camille, and we're talking about how she teaches people languages in a very interesting way. But you also told us that you recently did one of your shows or your podcast on driving a Tesla Cybertruck.
I did. My brother-in-law has one.
I'm curious because I see them. I hear people always have a strong opinion one way or another about them.
You know what? They look like the metal trash cans that have the little flapper on them. Have you noticed that?
That's true.
Yeah.
So what were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, so to own one would be scary because it's a $100,000 truck.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I feel like people do look at you because it's so unique.
It
you almost can't not look. Yeah. But it drives very smooth. The acceleration is crazy. Like, it took my breath away when I...
Electric vehicles have a lot of power.
Yes. And I tried the off-roading feature as well. Yeah. So I was just driving through my brother-in-law's field. It was amazing. I was like, wow, this is an experience.
So now it does the turning where all four wheels turn, too.
Yes.
Does that feel different at all?
A little bit, yes. And also, there's no normal blinker. So you have to get used to, I think you just press a button. And
really?
I kept wanting to turn my blinker on to turn.
Wow.
And it's not there.
You want that stalk to pull it down.
Yes.
That is odd. Yeah. Well, they also have a giant screen so you can watch movies while you're driving around.
Yeah, I didn't watch any movies, but they do have that screen.
So is it worth it?
To go for a drive, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think if I had to choose between the Tesla car or the Cybertruck, I would choose the car.
Okay. Well, we would like to take your brother's truck around, too.
I'll ask him.
So, how do we find you on the internet and learn how to speak Spanish or Portuguese or French or Turkish?
Well, I just teach English, but I love to speak languages as well. Right. You can find me on Instagram, my name, Camille Hansen. I have a lot of books on Amazon as well, Camille Hansen.
Yep.
And then on YouTube and TikTok, Learn English with Camille.
And we'll share it on our social media as well so people can find her.
So thank you for being a part of the Hawk and Tom Show today. And apparently we're going to go record some videos with Camille right now, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
She's impressed by my redneckery.
I love it. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.